Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. I am in the studio with my Bishop, Bishop Corletta Vaughn.
I'm so excited.
I'm here with you in the studio.
Can you believe it?
You know, I love it.
What an honor.
I love it.
I love you, man.
I love you, too. We get a chance to see each other from here and there. And
yes.
Anytime I see your face, we laughing about something.
Giggling. Snickling.
What I love is that you're so real.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, when you look at a minister, you look at a bishop, you look at a pastor, people have this grandiose idea, but you're real, and you're a real person. And I love how you break it down, you know?
Yes.
So that's how I operate. So I think that's why we get along
that's
so well.
That's that authenticity, man. See, you're just authentic and just funny and normal, and I'm funny and normal. And I think that that's what people are looking for now, that authenticity.
Yeah.
It's so much wrong with religion and the facade of it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just so much easier for me to wake up and be me.
Yes.
So I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
I love every morning when I look at what you put on Facebook and you say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit."
Good morning, Holy Spirit.
And there we go.
Here we go.
I love that. And what I am really loving is I've been talking about this for over a month now, is your conference, Women Who Soar. This baby is here.
Let me tell you, I've been in labor for the last 72 hours, fierce pains of labor, because I know it's huge.
Yeah.
And I know that right now, spiritually, financially, contextually within our culture, women, we're on the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're on God's mind. Right
yes.
now. And there's so much going on that's impacting women.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel so honored by God that he would allow me, first of all, Preachers of Detroit platform.
Yeah.
With Oxygen Network. And I have to give a shout out to all my bosses out there.
Yeah.
And to expose this whole issue of women in leadership, women who have a voice, women who are dying, literally dying in the back of the church because they have been taught erroneously that God has cursed them because they're a girl and they can't serve.
Wow.
So the Lord allowed me to birth this whole baby called Women Who Soar.
Yes.
And it's an expansion summit.
Yes.
It's not a church meeting. There's no microphones, no organs. There's no praise leader. There's no special psalmist. It is a business empowerment and marketplace faith summit for women who want to go to their next destiny place.
Especially in leadership. And,
absolutely.
And what I love is that you've put in place some things to really show women that they can do it all.
Yes.
And God can bless that thing.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That's what I love so much about it. Now, it starts.
I'm scared to say. I feel like if I say it, I'm going to get another labor pain. But it's July the 8th, literally in a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we go through Sunday, July the 12th.
Yes.
We're at the Hotel St. Regis. We start Wednesday night, 5:30. There is a reception. You can register at the door.
Okay.
And we just start gathering. We have women coming from everywhere, even women coming from Australia.
Wow.
Who are coming to Women Who Soar.
I love
And they are coming, so from the south, from the north, from the east, from the west. July the 8th, 5:30 is the reception. We start at 7, 7 to 9.
Okay.
And then we jump hard Thursday at 8 a.m. with Wilma Johnson. Just brings a little early morning meditation.
I love that.
I say, get your praise on.
I love it.
And then 9 a.m., we start business.
Okay.
We talk about business, branding, marketplace, crafting your story, making your pain pay you, how to live bigger than your paycheck, using your pain to make a living, to become a speaker, to speak for pay. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm there. We have some powerful women on Saturday. We call it Career Day. And they're going to be there, and they're going to talk about what they do outside of the box. So we have a power woman panel from 2 to 4.
Mm.
And then on Saturday, and I'm so excited about this, I'm launching something called the Pink Ball for Girls with a Call.
And I
have 11 girls. My youngest is 4.
Oh, my goodness.
My youngest little girl is 4.
Oh.
And her dad said, please, can she come? I said, absolutely. She's a boss.
Yes.
She's already feeling the call of God.
Mm.
I have a girl that says to me, I have healing in my hands. I have another girl who
That's
is
powerful.
Powerful. She said, I said, how do you know? She said, every time I pray for someone, they get healed.
Ooh.
She's eight.
I'm going to run up out of here.
She's eight. I have an 11-year-old who has already signed a movie deal. She already has a modeling agency. She already has a talent agency. She's 11 years old. And she has cystic fibrosis.
Oh, come on.
She's my keynote speaker.
Yes.
So that's Saturday. So we're paying it forward. Mm-hmm. I'm in the coaching age now. And so we're paying it forward. So it starts Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then Saturday night, the pink ball. Sunday morning, we launch these women out to soar from the Holy Ghost Cathedral at 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock. Oh, my goodness. Bishop Corletta Vaughn, I love this. When you talked to me about it a few months ago, mm-hmm. I was really excited. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited about what's going to happen with these women. Mm-hmm. And if they still need some information and they just need that nudge, what number do they call?
313-579-2800. 313-579-2800. They can call right now. We can enroll them right over the phone. And again, if they want to register at the door, they can do so on Wednesday and all day Thursday.
And what I'll do is I'll put the information online as well.
And there's no preaching, people. So leave your Bibles at home. Praise God. Leave your shouting shoes. Come to learn. Mm-hmm. Come rested. Come fully engaged.
Yes.
And come to be changed.
Yes. It's Bishop Corletta Vaughn on Praise 102.7, Detroit's Inspiration Station.